Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. I want to thank our sponsors. We've got Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Vold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Levin's Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Melissa Miller somewhere in an undisclosed location. And also joining us in the studio is Anita Stewart with United Way. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
It seems like it's been forever since we've seen you.
In person,
yeah, I know. I remember we would call in occasionally, but good to see you in person this morning here. Not too much going on right now, right?
Yeah, right.
We were talking about it off the air that, gosh, you think you get through this and then maybe you get a little relaxation and a little lull and you get through this and you keep thinking that, but no, that doesn't happen.
No.
Not if you do it right?
That's what they say. You're only as busy as you want to be.
That's right, exactly. Well, what's the latest with United Way? What would you like to talk about first thing this morning?
Well, we are kicking off our campaign. We are actually in our pace setters phase right now for the month of August. And so we have several pace setters this year. Pretty excited about this. We have the city of Frankfort, who's coming back from last year. We have the county, he's going to join our pace setters, and of course, Casper Media.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, and Frankfort, who are our pace setters for the month of August, which is nice because it's always a conflict with all the things once they get going.
Yeah.
And there's
a
little competition between the schools this year who can increase their participation.
Fun.
And so I know that Clinton Central has been emailing me, and they say they're going to win. And I know Prairie's interested, and Frankfort, they're coming to me and saying they're having ideas. So I'm not sure, but I think they're excited this year.
Sounds like a healthy rivalry.
Yeah, it is. And that's always been a rivalry. It's always a fun one, too.
Good.
We have Donaldson's, and we have the Farmers Bank, who has been pace setter for years for us, and NHK. So those are our nine pace setters this year. So they'll set the pace for what our campaign will look like. So it usually goes till the end of August, and sometimes it takes a couple weeks. So probably middle of September, we'll have a good idea of what our pace setters are able to raise for United Way.
Hard to believe that. It's been almost a year since we started this most recent campaign.
That's right.
Wow.
It goes fast.
Wow, it does go fast. It's kind of like the fair. You know, they talk about 2 weeks afterwards, it's time to start registering again.
Yeah, you start planning.
Well, I know we're excited to be one of the pace setters this year, and last year was our first, I think.
Second.
Was it the second?
Okay. Third year.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, that tells you.
Time flies.
Yeah, time does fly. So I think Cindy's in charge of that with Casper Media, so we'll try to do what we can. And that it truly does set the pace to make sure everything gets kicked off in the right direction.
Right.
All right.
So and then in September, what we do is the pace setter set the pace, and then our actual campaign kicks off September. And this year, we're doing something a little bit different. For our kickoff event, we're actually going to have a day of service, and we're going to do that in honor of Max Rodeball, who was on our board for several years, who was there when United Way went through the change from just agencies to agencies plus impact work. So basically, we have we're going to be looking for volunteers who want to come out. We've asked some non-for-profits to come up with some ideas. I know we have two of them. We're looking for maybe one more. And so that's just a day to honor Max. It's not a fundraiser. It's just to come out and do service and give back to the community in honor of Max. So pretty excited about that. Something different. And I Max actually helped hire me, and he was a great guy. He was a great support to me. So I absolutely love Max Rodeball.
Very good. So what are you going to be working on over the next month or two, Anita, besides the big pace setter campaign?
Okay. Well, we just finished up a couple of our projects that we did for the summer. So one of them was the summer food program, and we served over 15,000 meals to the kids during the summer, which was an awesome experience. It was our first year. And then we just finished up our backpack program at National Night Out. We made, last year we did 300 bags. This year we did 400. And there were still people that Jamie took names and stuff, and I got to give a little shout out to Jamie Pratt. She does an awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
She went out and purchased over 50 more bags, filled those bags, and then called the family so those kids could have a bag before school started. So she did all that in one day.
Wow.
So I think next year we're probably going to have to make 500 to 600 bags. It just keeps growing. So
I was going to ask you about that. How satisfying is that to see? Because we know there's certainly a need. You knew that with the food, which is kind of why you when you heard that in early what was it, May, that they wasn't going to do it.
Right.
We're going to do it again. I know you took it upon yourself with help of others to make that happen. But over 15,000 meals that wouldn't have been served, right, for kids. That's 15,000 hungry bellies, right?
Right.
And then I know between the National Night Out and two or three other get-togethers, we probably gave away over 1,000 backpacks.
Oh, probably.
You know, in the
community,
county.
Yeah.
And so that's good and satisfying to see that. But unfortunately, there is the need for the help.
Yes,
you know,
there
because
definitely is.
Even small things like that, back to school, on tight budgets, you may not have it. You
right.
Know?
I mean, you could spend easily $25 just on the backpack.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That doesn't include the supplies that are needed. I mean, and the elementary kids need a lot more, so they need the Kleenex and the baggies and all those different things.
Glue and
all, you know,
that,
honestly,
yeah.
We don't do those. We just do the actual school supplies. So if we can get the supplies and the parents could put, you know, the baggies and stuff in it, it definitely helps them out.
Right. That's awesome. I'm glad to see that. And it seems like the need increases every year. I don't know that that's the case. I know that's not the way we want to be going necessarily,
right.
But...
but I think a lot of it is people are hearing about it more where people weren't aware of it before.
I think that's probably right, too. Yeah,
and the schools, you know, we contact the schools and ask them to send it out, you know, on their communication with their students as well. So, I mean, it's a good breakdown. We track where they all come from, and they're coming from all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So even the crossing and, you know, the pre-K. And
I think I saw somewhere last week talking about that where there was a need where a lot of them came from or went to high schoolers too.
Yeah.
And
actually,
middle schoolers. You wouldn't think that necessarily.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what happens is I think the parents enjoy going with their little kids, you know, to get their backpacks, school starting, that excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But then the middle school and high school kids, it's like, yeah, I don't want to go for a backpack.
Yeah.
But, you know, the year before, 60% of our backpacks went to middle school and high school.
Yeah.
So this year we did it different. I actually stuffed the bags for the elementary kids. Then we had a separate line for the middle school and high schoolers so they could pick out their own. Because the year before, they were getting crayons and, you know, the little kids stuff, and they're like, what's this?
All right. Well, what else would you like to let us know about?
Well, I'm ready to talk about a project that I've shared with you. You know, later I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we are to the point where we're ready to start talking about this. We have a new project that we are doing for the next 18 months. Our impact work at United Way is called Cradle to Career. And what that is we're working with the industrial park, and we are looking at providing a child care center out in the industrial park out on 200. And we will have a tech center there for adults. The high school is doing one for the students, but this is for the adult learners. So that is our big new project. You'll hear more about it, but we've written grants for it. We're waiting to hear if we get a $1 million grant. I'm working with the Ready Grant. We're working with the industrial park. Now, it's open to the whole community, but mm-hmm. we're really focusing on our industrial park and their needs when it comes to child care, because if they have child care, then people come to work.
Sure.
And then the tech side is to work with them. What are their needs to enhance the skills of their employees that they have there? So they're Frito-Lay's bought in, NHK, Donaldson's.
So
your big
exciting.
Three are definitely in. So we're pretty excited about that. So you will hear more and more about called Cradle to Career. And we are moving forward with that project. So
that's pretty exciting. Has there been a property purchased yet or anything like that to house that?
We know the property and the owners are willing to sell. In order to get another big grant, it has to be a non-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had other entities offer to purchase that.
Okay.
But if we do that, then we can't get this other big grant. So we're trying to find a non-for-profit who'd be willing to be the owner. And so if not, then we'll go back that way. But it'd be nice to be able to get this other huge grant to be able to go along with that. So
well, that's pretty exciting. And that pretty much covers it, Cradle to Career.
Yes.
I know that a couple weeks ago when we were talking to Shan Sheridan here, he made the announcement that, of course, listen to Ken's news, the news I read. Ken covers it. We learned recently that you mentioned about Frankfort Schools purchasing that property behind their administration building back by Walmart to build them a tech center. And I was really disappointed that we couldn't find one central location, you know, that would be ideally out at the industrial park for all the four county schools and maybe even other surrounding counties if we do it well enough.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with when we're trying to work on this program, their needs and our needs were too separate. And so I think it's okay. I think it's working out even better because it works better for them. So I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that we'll still have that partnership. We have a really good partnership with all the schools.
Right.
So I think what we're looking at, go ahead and do their career paths because they have to do that with the new laws in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they want to go to the industrial park and they want to increase those skills, then we also have that for them. So they're going to get it in high school. And then if they need to increase or anything, then we've got the next step
for
them.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's a good partnership.
All right. Very good. Well, that makes me feel a little better about it.
I feel good about it. I think they need to do what they needed to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I got thinking that, you know, four heads are better than one, you know, and you have four schools behind one thing, it would be pretty powerful. And I know we were disappointed with the Ready Grant and that, you know, was part of it. So we get it.
Yeah. I think overall it's going to work out well.
Okay. Good deal. Well, that's exciting. Cradle to career. So we'll be, hearing more about that probably
Absolutely.
Real soon then, okay?
That sounds good.
Keep us up to date on that. Even if it's if something happens before it's your time to come in, you know, make sure you call Kit and myself and let us know about that.
We can do that.
All right. Well, what else you want to talk about, Anita, before we let you go? Anything else?
I don't think so. I think I've made my list and I think I've got it. Oh, you know, I didn't say our goal this year is 480,000.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So we want to make sure people know that goal. 480,000, that means we need everybody involved. Oh, something else I could share. This year we have the Indiana United Way grant, which matches. So any new dollars that comes in, they will match dollar for dollar.
Oh, the new money, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I
so
heard
this is a good year for
that. Wow.
So anything with grant money. So usually we have good campaigns on, because if you give a dollar a year, that's 52, you know. A dollar a week, whatever.
It's
52 for the year. And just think, if you do that and you're a new giver, then they're going to match that. So now your donation has gone up to 104. So
you're putting in, that's excellent. I love that. All right. Well, keep up the great work, and I'm sure we'll see you everywhere that we're at. Where you're just about at. So
yeah, that's true. We follow each other, don't we?
Yeah, it seems like it. Did you hear anything about the YMCA yesterday and their big family fun day? I was trying to figure out how that went. I was trying to get a hold of Stephanie and have her give us a call.
Oh, I'm sure they've done a great job. Stephanie's doing a great job.
Yeah, she is. They were pretty excited about
that. She's all peppy, and I love her energy. So
yeah,
I wish
I
had it.
Yeah, I know. I'd take half of her energy.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, always good to see you, Anita. We'll catch you next time around.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. We'll take a break and come right back. We'll have about 10 minutes left on Party Line here on WILO.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Hi, this is Mercedes Del Rio.
And Tina Duncan with Blevins Insurance. We are a locally owned and community-minded insurance company in Clinton County. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance with the best rates and trusted companies like Erie, Progressive, Nationwide, and many more. Come see us at our new location, 400 East Clinton Street, Frankfort, or give us a call at 765-650-7808.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
To the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four. Broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
The best way to make your day is with Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders.
Hi, join me on Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders every week as we celebrate the forgotten hits. Listen to interviews, trivia, and Where Are They Now updates every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WILO.
Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders, serving up your favorite one and done hits.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Just about 8 minutes left in the program at 659-3338. I want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Volt Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We got Melissa Miller and John Fickles on line one. Morning, John.
Good morning, folks. I was just trying to let you guys, talk to you about what you guys were talking about 45 minutes ago on the show about the Goodwill industry.
Uh-huh.
I was a client with them for about 3 years. And, yes, I realize that they're price gouging, but on the other hand, they have clients over in Indianapolis and Rensselaer and stuff. They have you know how the Opportunity Center is out to the west end of town?
Mm-hmm.
They have something like that in Indianapolis and Rensselaer and stuff, where they, if you're a special needs child or something, they'll help pay for that and everything. And that's where all that money goes. Most people don't realize that prices are going up, but they're paying for the clients' room and board and everything. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if you knew all this.
Yeah, I was familiar with what they did. I got a chance several years ago to see some of the behind the scenes when I was in Southern Indiana, and yes, it is a good mission. It's just I kind of wish they would maybe be a little more upfront about it. I wish they'd be a little more upfront about it, you know, and let us know that not all the money goes to the clients and the need. They certainly do a lot of good, but tell me the whole story, you know?
Well, and I would like to see them, you know, talk about how it helps locally.
Mm-hmm.
Because how much of that is staying here and helping here?
Yeah.
That is correct. It's very little, probably.
Yeah.
If the truth be known, very little is staying in Clinton County.
Right.
It's all going to Indianapolis and getting deburse amongst everything else. When I was a client of Goodwill on 10th Street in Indianapolis, they taught me a trade of upholstery. And they kept, they paid for my room and board and everything. And after I got done having my schooling and everything, they put me to a trade. And I actually worked at a poster shop for a while.
So, yep.
You know, ADA is American with Disabilities Act. Most people don't know what ADA is. It's American with Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. And that's what they help with. Is, but like she said, you know, how much local does it stay? Nobody really knows.
Right. Well, John, we appreciate your phone call as always. I got another call here, I think. If Ken will let me know.
Right. But, yeah, that's what I just wanted to chime in and let you guys know. It is, you know, it does benefit a little bit, but like she was saying, you know, how much does it stay local?
Right, right. Just tell us the full story. That's all we ask for. John, thanks for the call, man.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a good week. Appreciate that. All right, so we throw away a bunch of flyers after we get done with the festivals and fairs and stuff, Melissa, because we've got the big stack of stuff that just keeps growing as there's so much going on in our communities, including, I know you and I have been talking about this some on and off the last couple weeks, is the 6th annual Cruise-In at Kirkland this weekend, as it's going to be a full 8 to 4 all day Saturday, sponsored by Kirkland Main Street. They're going to have events and all kinds of stuff out there. And basically, you go out and you make a day of it. They've got dash plaques for the first 50 cruise-in participants, which you know they're going to have more than 50. They got flea market vendors all day, antique and specialty shops. You got all the restaurants, the specialty foods, all that cool stuff. So that's all happening all day this Saturday in Kirkland. So that'll be cool.
I mean, who doesn't love going to Kirkland, period? Because, you know, just to go through all the shops.
Yes,
let
exactly.
alone when they put something extra.
Yeah, good point. You could literally make a full day of it. Also, Ken mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and I'd forgot all about it, that the Paul Phillippe Resource Center are going to have their Strawberry Festival this Friday. It is the 35th annual, so they're going to have strawberries, and they'll have sugar-free strawberries available. Angel food cake, Coney dogs, chips, drinks, hot dogs, and ice cream. Wow. If you need a ride, they would love to come pick you up, all right? Give them a call, 659-4060. To make a reservations, and if you want some food, if you want a little strawberries and don't want to drive over there or have them come pick you up, then you can just give them a call, and they'll even deliver for you, Melissa, at 659-4060. Let's say good morning to Kim on line 2.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
And did you see that at Trump's golf tournament, he had the presidential seal on towels and signs and everything?
No, I haven't seen it.
And that's illegal. And, Melissa, wouldn't that be funny if that's what they got Trump on, illegal use of
a towel?
Yeah, he's getting reprimanded for that.
Good.
But I would just assume they just, you know, as long as they keep him from running for office, that's the main thing.
And one more quick one. What about the Hungarian leader speaking at CPAC?
Oh, I hadn't seen that. I saw the CPAC speakers this weekend, some of them, but I didn't watch any of it. Or the Hungarian, what, like their president or something?
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, my question is, why do we care what some foreign guy says?
I know. I don't quite understand that.
I just wonder, is Trump and his ilk trying to have the election fixed in Hungary? Then he says some other country.
Okay. I'm going to give you that one there, Kim.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, and one more. What would the Republicans say if the Democrats had some foreign leader and did this?
I don't know. They'd probably say something like,
"You're stupid."
Yeah. Probably. Or they'd say, "Oh, you're trying to get the election fixed," or "You're un-American." I can just hear these people.
Well, we'll have another election coming up in just a couple months here. We can get everything pointed in the right direction, maybe for the country. I don't know if we'll ever get there, though. It's so divided right now. We need to find one thing that everybody can agree on, like the sky is blue or something.
Yeah.
You know,
we need sensible people on all parties.
Yes.
Get together.
Yes. Sensible.
Well, thanks. And you guys have a nice day.
You too, Kim. Thank you. That's a problem, is finding those sensible people. So, Paul Phillippe, 35th Annual Strawberry Festival is this Friday. Boy, this just sounds so good. It's all day, 11:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. Of course, Paul Phillippe's at 401 West Walnut Street. Kind of hard to get to, but worth it. So children ages 4 and under are $5, and then adults are 10. So you can't beat that as you go out there and get some lunch or supper, and then get a little strawberry dessert, all right?
Also, yeah, that was always one of my parents' favorite things to go to.
Oh, to go to the Paul Phillippe Strawberry Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, even though my mom was allergic to strawberries.
I remember you saying that,
you know,
yeah.
She would still... You know, eat and, endure the rest.
Suffer a little bit. Yeah, it's worth it. Well, coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it's a three-day event. I'm surprised they didn't throw in Sunday just to do it. It's the 166th Delphi Old Settlers Celebration Day. Everything kicks off Thursday night. Dan's Fish Fry, 4 to 7:30. They'll have entertainment that night with the Cornfield Mafia. And then Friday, entertainment with Malachi Jaggers from 6 to 8 and the Night Owl Country Band between 8:30 and 10:30. Again, it's all downtown Delphi for the Old Settlers Celebration. And then Saturday, they're having the townwide garage sale, Melissa, 8 to noon. And throughout the afternoon, they'll have some entertainment with Beyond Carolina, which is a group, 5:30 to 7:30. And then the Center Stage Dance Academy, putting on a presentation between 4:30 and 5:30 this Saturday. Plus Thursday and Friday, they'll have the carnival with rides and all kinds of fun things to do, 5 to 10 p.m. And then Saturday, 1 to 10 p.m. So a full afternoon and a full 3 or 4 days this weekend in Delphi.
Yeah, there's no reason for anybody to be sitting at home this weekend. There's so much stuff going on. The weather's going to be great.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is free, just your gas to go.
Yeah. And when you go up there, you could get something in like Thursday or Friday, then come back for Kirkland Saturday. You know, you could do two or three things.
Exactly.
Also, I wanted to let you know, Melissa, that I'm a lover of quilts. I love quilts. It's hard for me to turn down a quilt. It's hard for me not to buy a quilt if I'm out and I see. Now, I know that makes me sound a little feminine, but there's just something about quilts that I love. And
that's the history.
It is part of the history. I watched a something on PBS about 3 years ago, and it was called Why Quilts Are Important or something like that. And it talked about like you said, with history and family, they would put they would quilt names on and family names and things that happened, and they would tell a story of sorts. And so I got something in the snail mail last week here at the station from the Old Tippecanoe Quilt Guild, run by Ruthie and another lady. And so I reached out to Ruthie, and she hooked me up with the other lady. And they're having their big Festival of Quilts quilt show in Lafayette, September 17th. It's open to the public. It will be held at Central Presbyterian Church Education Building. That's on 7th Street in Lafayette. It's $6 a person to get in. They're going to raffle off some stuff. And so I reached out to Ruthie, and she hooked us up with this other person who's going to come on and talk to the us on the Party Line program sometime over the next couple weeks. So... instead of the festival of instead of the festival of lights that we have here, we're going to have a festival of quilts before the festival of lights. So, I'm doing that kind of as a little personal thing that I enjoy. So, I hope everyone
that's
else
all right.
will too.
I enjoy that kind of stuff too.
Okay, good. Well, we'll make a date of it, and we'll see you tomorrow, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thanks a lot. And thanks for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, who include Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, Clinton County Daily News.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. We will be back for the Tuesday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.